Before we begin today's meditation, if you haven't already listened to yesterday's, please go back and do that first. Whenever you're ready, sit in a comfortable position. Spine straight, shoulders rolled back slightly to open up your heart. Palms resting in your lap, facing upwards. And softly close your eyes. Bring all of your awareness on your breath. Really allow yourself to engage the muscles in your abdomen and your rib cage, letting both of these areas expand fully on every inhale and contract fully on every exhale. Do this at a pace that feels really good for you. Experiment a little with it. You deserve to use your breath in a way that pleases you, that feels good to you. Let yourself become curious about how your breath can really serve you. It's always naturally, effortlessly bringing you in oxygen and releasing stagnant energy in the form of carbon dioxide. But today, you get to be really intentional about it. Savor each breath. Notice how you are fueling yourself. Continue to really enjoy your breath throughout the course of this meditation. If at any point you find your mind wandering, just return to the breath. Also, if at any point it feels uncomfortable to be doing this meditation, return to your breath. Far too often, we try to ignore the parts of ourselves that we consider to be quote-unquote bad. We act like they don't exist, or we just try to run away from them. By ignoring and running away from the things that we wish weren't there, the things that we don't like about ourselves, we're only making them grow louder in the background. They become backseat drivers. Always there, always nagging you, no matter how much you try to ignore them. The deepest act of self-love is to really accept these parts of you, without judging them, without trying to change them or alter them, just loving them, just accepting them as they are. Do you remember when you were a small child, if you ever were scared of something? Did you want an adult in your life to tell you to ignore it? Or did you just want them to hold you and tell you everything is okay? It's okay. That's what you will be doing today for yourself. Allow yourself to welcome in the inner child from the meditation 2 days ago. Your inner child. You can see this as you, as a small child. See them standing right before you. Let yourself see one of your tendencies or circumstances or parts of your personality that you view as bad in some way. And see that part of you in the inner child in front of you now. See them feeling whatever it is that this brings up for you. What emotions are they experiencing? Give them a hug. Tell them it's okay. They're allowed to feel these things. You are allowed to feel these things. On your next inhale, breathe in extra deeply. Really let your stomach fully expand. And on your next exhale, let it go with a sigh. You may notice a softening about whatever it is that you're thinking of. This part of you that you try to ignore or deny. When you instead give it love, it can soften. You can start to feel better. You deserve to accept every part of yourself. So allow yourself to think about something else that you've been running from or ignoring about who you are, or not necessarily even who you are, but maybe just something you've done. And see how it makes you feel by seeing these emotions in the small child before you. How do you feel when you see them experiencing these emotions? Do you want to comfort them? Give them another hug. Embrace them. Tell them it's okay. Tell them they're allowed to feel whatever they feel. You will love and accept them no matter what. Allow yourself to relax into this and notice that by accepting them, accepting how they feel, you're accepting yourself and how you feel. Take a long, deep inhale as you feel the power of that. And when you're ready, exhale with a sigh. You can repeat this process with as many things about your life that you've been ignoring that you need to face. Whatever you've been running from. Whatever you've been trying to shun. Let yourself look at it with love and acceptance. The things we fear are really just wounded parts of ourselves wishing we would turn around and love them. Now is your chance. Whenever you're ready, allow yourself to bring your awareness back to this moment. Feeling grateful for the work you've done, saying thank you to your inner child. And very, very slowly, opening your eyes back to the room around you.